A new report by a United Nations human rights expert says governments have made great progress over the last decade in enacting laws to protect women against violence. But the study makes clear that much more remains to be done. The report says 10 years ago, violence against women was an invisible issue. Now, according to UN Special Investigator Radhika Kumaraswamy, practically every country in the world has approved legislation to protect women against violence. Though Ms. Kumaraswamy welcomes these legal efforts, she says more must be done as violence against women continues to be a serious problem. According to the UN investigator, much of the violence is closely linked to the regulation of female sexuality by customs such as female genital mutilation or FGM.
If you look at a lot of the practices that are violent toward women around the world, whether it's honor killings or FGM, or even if you look at analyze individual domestic violence cases, you find a lot of it is related to denial of sexual freedom for women.
Ms. Kumaraswamy says in Africa, the biggest cause of violence against women is armed conflict, especially in the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Great Lakes region. She says women in conflict situations often become victims of rape, and this often leads to health problems, including HIV/AIDS. She says women in many regions of the world suffer from harmful traditional practices such as female genital mutilation. The UN investigator says this practice persists in many African countries and to a lesser extent in some Middle Eastern and Latin American countries. Because it is closely linked to rituals surrounding a young girl's coming of age, Ms. Kumaraswamy says criminalizing female genital mutilation will not eliminate this practice.
Just putting mothers and fathers in jail is not going to change it. We have to devise creative kind of strategies to deal with the issue. Now in Kenya, for example, there is now an alternative coming of age ceremony that they have devised, some of the women's groups, where they have this whole ceremony, but it doesn't culminate in FGM, it culminates in another kind of moment, a celebratory moment.
Among her recommendations, Ms. Kumaraswamy urges states to investigate and punish all violent acts against women, whether they occur in the home, the workplace, or the community. She also says nations must not be allowed to hide behind customs, traditions, or practices to justify violence against women. Ms. Kumaraswamy's report has been submitted to the UN Human Rights Commission, which is holding its annual meeting in Geneva. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.